Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hyatt Regency Savannah for Georgia Economic Developers Association 2022 conference. It's time for Association Leadership Radio, brought to you by the Georgia Center for Employee Ownership. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Association Leadership Radio, and we are broadcasting live in the beautiful city of Savannah, Georgia, at the Georgia Economic Developers Association. And I'm so excited to be talking to our first guest today, Aaron Edwards with Evergreen Engineering. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you, Lee.
Tell us a little bit about Evergreen. How are you serving folks?
So engineering is an integral part of any startup project, bringing jobs to a community, building a new facility, building a new factory, building a new business in town. And when they enlist engineering, oftentimes it's as frustrating as it is the fun part of the job to explain how we do what we do, because engineering has lost a little bit of its meaning in the workforce. People buy engineered products and they look at engineered development and they don't realize there is a component to it that is simply drawing the pictures, the engineered drawings, by a licensed professional engineer to build a facility. And within that, and what we do and how we do it, is to bring together the project managers, the engineers, the discipline, multidiscipline engineering, the drafters, designers, and project managers to put together the drawing packages for the building of a facility.
Now, is your do you have a specific niche, or it's kind of industry agnostic?
So we are heavy industry. Not commercial buildings per se, but what we do when we're putting together a facility, it's got its primary machine center, mm-hmm. and then we do the drawings for the ancillary procedures to bring in your raw material and put out your product.
Now, the reason you're at this event is because of new, like, people that are coming to Georgia for the first time and maybe don't have an engineer partner to let them know you exist and how you've helped others?
Correct. And also to introduce the municipalities to the component of engineering that is beneficial for those companies that they're recruiting to their area, to do preliminary engineering and site support, industry studies, the technology evaluations, the things that get them off to a good start.
So then when you come to this kind of event, how do you attack it? Like, how do you kind of wring out the most value?
Well, since I was 8 years old, my dad says, you are a born salesman. I meet the people, create the relationships, help them understand, and keep us top of mind in terms of their need and how we can help provide the customized support to bring the client's vision to reality.
Mm-hmm. And then when a client kind of decides to work with you and your team, what is kind of that initial conversations typically look like? What kind of information do you need from them to know it's going to be a good fit and that you can kind of get the project going?
Certainly, if they're installing an industrial process, we know off the bat that we're going to be able to help. And when we engage the developers, the economic developers, in site selection, that plays a critical role. Can you do this here? Does it fit here? Does it fit with the community vision? Does it fit mm-hmm. with the workforce that you have?
Because there's a lot of moving parts.
That's correct.
And then how do you kind of help your clients minimize mistakes or not make kind of... Because they don't know what they don't know, and you typically, I would imagine, would know some things that they don't know.
Right. Certainly on the permitting side, on a frank and open discussion of what's available here, both workforce and fiber supply, if it's wood products, especially here in Georgia. You look at that raw material, you look at the land available, you look at the utilities available, and certainly the permitting structure of the municipality that they're looking to locate in, and ensure that this is even feasible, that initial feasibility study, environmental, electrical, those things really can be a go, no-go type decision-making feature of what we do.
And that's probably something you can maybe tell at a glance where they wouldn't have a clue, right?
That's right. Bringing to bear the experience and the expertise that we have in-house can shorten that process immensely.
Now, is there a story you can share? Don't name any names, but maybe explain the problem and challenge that your client had and how you were able to help them overcome it.
Certainly. And you know what? This is one that really rings true, especially here in Georgia. There was a window manufacturer in a northern state running into real issues, just the kind of issues that you run into in a state that isn't what you'd call business friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some specifics to their process that we need this much wood surrounding where we're going to locate. We need to be within this 600 mile distance of a number of our clients. And it left open three or four states. And their one caveat was we want to be in a business friendly area. And Georgia certainly fits that bill. Mm-hmm. We have the wood here. We have the workforce here. And we certainly have a motivated and dedicated state legislature all the way down to the economic developers here who want to see those kind of facilities be developed, want to see their citizenry be part of that workforce, want to see that kind of prosperity come to town. And that was a really good fit and something that we were able to interface on both sides of that fence of the locale and the client and have those things come together and choose Georgia and do very, very well here.
Now, what are some of the assets you would say that Georgia has that maybe some of these other states don't have? You mentioned how business friendly they are, but what are some of the other things?
You know, business friendly doesn't just mean incentivization, though that certainly is part of competing in the national economic development world. But also, you've got tremendous natural resources. You've got people who are educated, people who are able to go to work right away, and not a lot of workforce training necessary. But when it is, that's available as well. The components that are put together and wonderfully reliable power and water that make industrial processes very, very feasible here, very desirable to locate here. Some of the largest companies in the world do. You look up and down Peachtree Street and you can see that companies are doing business here because this is a good place to do business.
And if we look right out our window here, we can see the port is so important to this state and to the region, really. You can't dismiss that as well.
I'm glad you brought it up because we do port work for the shipping of goods, but certainly locating within the region so that you can take advantage of that natural asset and ship nationally and internationally is a tremendous bonus for companies.
Yeah, I think the port here is one of those unsung heroes that the average Georgian probably isn't aware of how important it is.
It certainly is. It certainly is. And you're talking about a port wherein you can actually get work done. You can actually get things shipped. You look at the line of ships sitting outside of Los Angeles Harbor on right. The West Coast. You know, you have just such a tremendous working relationship with the ports, with the port authority, and their dedication to seeing businesses thrive here is something that puts them in very, very good stead.
So for this show specifically, what is something that at the end of this will get you and your team high-fiving at the end of the day?
Well, you know what? We've been coming for a number of years. We've always had a very, very good experience. But something we've been focusing on lately is really bringing to bear an understanding of the industrial component of what we do, that focus, and having economic developers and state-level economic developers understand and begin to think in terms of, well, what industrial lands do I have? What's going to land there? And how do we strategically lay out enticements for that to occur and begin that interface between our clients and their land ownership so that we can start to see those things come to fruition.
So what do you need more of today and how can we help?
Today, what would, you know, and with the economy like it is and the uncertainty that we're seeing, we want people to realize that business is still being done. Certainly, Georgia is a good place to do business and it sets you up for that long-term success. So we want to bring together a knowledge of the available lands, the available incentivization or components that are going to set these municipalities apart, and then connect with those companies that are looking to do business. Certainly, companies in other states or looking to expand even within Georgia, to say those are places I want to do business. Those are the natural advantages I will have if I do.
So if somebody wants to learn more about Evergreen and have more substantive conversation with you or somebody on the team, what's the website?
Evergreenengineering.com.
Good stuff. Well, Aaron, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
I appreciate it very much. Thanks, sir.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Association Leadership Radio.